Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, by Allah, except whom none has the right to be worshipped, sometimes I used to lay, sleep on the ground on my liver, abdomen because of hunger, and sometimes I used to bind a stone over my belly because of hunger. One day, I sat by the way from where they, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions used to come out. When Abu Bakr passed by, I asked him about a verse from Allah's book, and I asked him only that he might satisfy my hunger, but he passed by and did not do so. Then Umar passed by me, and I asked him about a verse from Allah's book, and I asked him only that he might satisfy my hunger, but he passed by without doing so. Finally, Abul Qasim, the Prophet, peace be upon him, passed by me, and he smiled when he saw me, for he knew what was in my heart and my face. He said, O Abu Hir, Abu Huraira. I replied, Labbaik, O Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. He said to me, Follow me. He proceeded, and I followed him. Then he entered the house, and I asked permission to enter, and was admitted. He found milk in a bowl, and said, From where is this milk? They said, It has been presented to you by such and such man or by such and such woman. He said, O Abu Hir. I said, Labbaik, O Allah's Messenger. He said, Go and call the people of Sufa to me. These people of Sufa were the guests of Islam, who had neither families nor money nor anybody to depend upon. And whenever an object of charity was brought to the Prophet, peace be upon him, he would send it to them and would not take anything from it. And whenever any present was given to him, he used to send some for them and take some of it for himself. The order of the Prophet, peace be upon him, upset me. And I said to myself, How will this little milk be enough for the people of As-Sufa? I thought I was more entitled to drink from that milk in order to strengthen myself. But behold, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came to order me to give that milk to them. I wondered what will remain of that milk for me, but anyway, I could not but obey Allah and his messenger, peace be upon him. So I went to the people of As-Sufa and called them, and they came and asked the Prophet's permission to enter. They were admitted and took their seats in the house. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Abu Hir. I said, Labbaik, O Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. He said, Take it and give it to them. So I took the bowl of milk and started giving it to one man who would drink his fill and return it to me, whereupon I would give it to another man who, in his turn, would drink his fill and return it to me. And I would then offer it to another man who would drink his fill and return it to me. Finally, after the whole group had drunk their fill, I reached the Prophet, peace be upon him, who took the bowl and put it on his hand, looked at me, and smiled and said, O Abu Hir. I replied, Labbaik, O Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. He said, There remain you and I. I said, You have said the truth, O Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. He said, Sit down and drink. I sat down and drank. He said, Drink. And I drank. He kept on telling me repeatedly to drink till I said, No, by Allah who sent you with the truth, I have no space for it in my stomach. He said, Hand it over to me. When I gave him the bowl, he praised Allah and pronounced Allah's name on it and drank the remaining milk.